With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning at 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, Lakeland.edu. You and I have realized that the more and more that I do this job, sports talk radio, the more and more I realize that there is a percentage of fans that I will never be a part of or affiliated with, which is fine, I guess, or sad, I guess, depending on which side of this you're coming from. But the percentage of fans that anytime there is a criticism of their favorite team decide to rip whoever it may be criticizing their favorite team because they only want to hear the positives, don't tell me the negatives. And again, it's great. Like, I'm cool with that's how you want to look at it and avoid any type of criticism of your favorite team or whatever. I don't believe there are many people that only write positive stuff and put blinders on so they don't view negative stuff that way. So you're probably very limited on what you're reading or watching or listening to at this point. Criticism does not mean that, you know, somebody hates your team or somebody's trying to get you to turn on the radio or the TV or click on their article on the website. If there's facts to back up the criticism of what they're being criticized for, then it's just part of what it is at that moment in time. That's me making stuff up. People are going at Rob Domofsky about this piece, and it's my fault because we tweeted the question, do you think the NFL is caught up with the Packers and Matt LaFleur's offense? And immediately, another radio talk show host in the state, you know, kind of like, really? And put the hand on the face emoji, whatever else. I was like, hey, I said, we're talking about it because of this piece by Rob Domofsky.
Right.
And linked to the story, which now, of course, set off people saying he's just doing it for clicks and da-da-da-da-da. So now Rob's under fire again. And I did not mean to do that or anything of the sort. I was just explaining why we were doing the topic. That was all. So my apologies to Rob Domofsky for doing that. Okay, so changing gears from the Packers to the Milwaukee Brewers and one of Leroy Butler's favorite people in the whole wide world. He is Ryan Braun.
Oh,
okay. Ryan Braun.
He's in the Butler bubble.
He is in the Butler bubble, yeah.
Yeah, I
would totally agree with you on that. And this is what Ryan Braun had to say yesterday when announcing his retirement.
Brewer fans, Ryan Braun here. This is an exciting time to be following the Brewers, and like you, I'm enjoying every minute of it. While we're taking it all in, I wanted to take a minute to share some news with you. On May 25th, 2007, I took the field for the first time in a Major League uniform. Today, more than 14 years later, I have decided to officially retire as an active player. While it's impossible to summarize my emotions right now, what I feel most is one simple thing, gratitude. And I just wanted to take the time to say thank you. I've been incredibly fortunate to be joined by countless amazing teammates, coaches, support staff, friends and family for this incredible ride. To the fans, thank you for showing me and my family unconditional love and always making us feel like we truly belong to this community. Thank you for packing the ballpark night in and night out for 14 years. You made coming to the ballpark every day a joy, and I cannot imagine a better playing experience than being a Brewer for life. Thank you for the encouragement, support, and motivation. Thank you for the memories, the postseason runs, the moments I'll never forget. I'm coming back to town for the last home game of the regular season on Sunday, September 26th, and I hope you'll be there to celebrate with me. Until then, go Brewers.
All right, so there is Ryan Braun.
We're efforting to get him. He has to come. I don't know if he's vaccinated, but he's got to come in studio. We can't just make him a phone call. We got to find out. He could be our first guest since the pandemic. Sit right there. Let's talk. We got dividers and all of that. Let's talk to his people and get him. You can't do a guy like a legend like that and just a one-off that people call up for 2 minutes. September 24th, access Cranberry Fest weekend.
Well,
him in here.
Well, we're going to have to do first of all is figure out your schedule.
Don't worry about that.
Make
sure. Don't worry about that. It's not about me. It's not about me.
Yeah, but I want you to be here, though.
Me too.
If he comes in
here.
Me
too. But sometimes things happen.
And I know that. So
we're on his schedule.
Yeah, right.
We're always here. Don't worry about
it. Let's make sure we all clear it up.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great if I'll just take Braun one-on-one. Y'all can have the day off.
No.
Y'all want the day off. I'll gladly take the opportunity.
That one you do.
Y'all can go Braun one-on-one.
Let's
go.
Let it go.
See, that one you do.
Great idea.
You done brought the media guy here to ruffle the feathers.
Let's go.
Braun gonna walk out here and cut his hair. Man, I ain't going in there.
That's what he'll do.
But hey, listen, we need to.
I want to get another side eye from Pluck again.
No, because the two things we should be working on.
My boy.
Two things.
What?
The first is getting a podcast with Paschke and Ted Davis. That should be worked on. The next is Ryan Braun sitting in the studio, our first guest in studio since the pandemic.
Okay.
I mean.
What?
What?
Pluck, you hear your boy?
Well, he know.
Huh?
Yeah, he know. It ain't no. It's really over him. I'm really talking to Ryan Braun, really.
Okay, so you're once again.
Yeah, I'm talking to him. Once
again, the head coach comes in.
The biggest platform in this state. Now, you just said.
Once again, the head coach comes in.
Where? What head coach?
He makes a statement, but he's only looking at one guy.
You talking about from yesterday?
No, right now, because you're talking to Ryan Braun right now. You're in the audience.
Yes. I'm talking to him.
Yeah, he's talking to him.
This is the biggest platform in the state. You played with him 14 years. Where's the bigger platform? There's not one. That you could tell everybody in the state everything you want. I'm going to be softball. You know, am I right, Steve?
Yes.
But you know we're going to ask you about this.
You should wear
we're going to ask you about the PED stuff.
You should bring your eight jersey, too.
Well, I got three of them. I really
just only wear one. Just only wear one.
So come here. We'll give you a full hour. Give you two. Well, that's football Friday. Ian Harris got to talk to him. But September 24th.
Fantasy football.
Ryan Braun.
He may supersede that, though.
This your boy.
Yeah.
Your biggest fan and supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Ups and downs, by the way.
Okay.
When you hit a grand slam or when you was going through off the field stuff. I'm with you. Even when Aaron Rodgers threw you and said, I'm done with that. I'm still with you because of that. Come in September 24th. Open it up or close it down at 1 o'clock. Or say get in and out. Bring your people, your convoy folks. Matter of fact, we'll have Toby pick him up.
Toby, all ties.
Hey, man. Yeah, he could drive your
car.
Well,
let's real quick. Can we get Pluck? Can you turn Pluck mic on, please?
Yeah, it's on. What's up?
Can you coordinate this, Pluck? Or
he's on it.
I'll try my best.
Hey,
okay.
I think Gary's jealous because me and you friends or something.
How do I be jealous?
Because you're always trying to give smokes.
That ain't no smoke. He's the one. Plucker, he got Pluck. Did you get us Corbin Burns yesterday, Pluck?
I did.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
He got us Willis Adonis too.
Yeah. How is that out of the ordinary? So I would say, Pluck, well, can you?
I'm addressing this. You don't need to leave him out of it.
Well, somebody's got to make the phone call.
No, we don't.
Who don't?
He need to make the phone
call. Who does? Ryan Braun?
If I send you an invitation to my wedding, do I need to call you? No, you know you got the invitation.
Well, who's sending the invitation?
Right now.
He
the biggest show in the state.
He may not have the Odyssey app. Hey, he should.
He don't have to.
Well, how you going to know?
The minions around them people. Hey, man, the boy, the big show wants
Pluck, you. Call him, make sure he get it, okay?
The man make retired. What do you got to work on?
Right.
Tell us what you're working on in the future.
Golf game.
Tell us why you didn't want to come back, because Steve and Gary wanted you to come back and be a part of the Brewers.
We sure did. That would have been nice if he could have gone this run with them.
I ain't trying to do y'all's show, but we've never offered that to anybody. Not even Aaron Rodgers. Come in and sit in here. He'd be the first. Now, we got all kind of protocols.
Steve, have we ever offered anything?
No.
I ain't never asked nobody to come. I mean, we can get word to some of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a platinum
guest
that may not want to come.
May not.
We fine with that, too. We're going to win awards either way. But I think our audience from way north, some states and counties you don't even know how to spell.
States.
I'll just leave that alone for you, state guys. Steve, just go ahead.
Yeah,
just
Steve.
Just go with it. Just sometimes you just got to go
Steve.
With it.
Can you reset the question, please? This guy didn't come
ain't
in
no
hijacked
the
whole show.
This is Ryan Braun.
We got it.
He's not busy, call us up and say, I accept.
Okay.
He got, what, 2-3 hours to say that?
You ask Leroy the question real quick, please?
I got a paper.
Yeah. How will you remember Ryan Braun? We'll see how Leroy will remember Ryan Braun coming up next.
I want to talk about new mail first.
Sure.
Well, you can do that.
Just
yeah, y'all, boy. I don't know how y'all even run a show with happy. Sometimes I do everything.
First hour went fast.
Hey, probably a little easier.
It did go fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it
isn't
did.
That nice? I got to tell y'all about that, too. Steve, I owe you an apology.
For what?
Remember I told you about when you used to dunk on Jackson, you shouldn't do that as a dad
because
he's little. I owe you an apology. Went to the school, Butler versus Bullying. We do it outside now. And the little kids kept hitting me with a little Nerf ball. Because it's like dodgeball. I got mad. So I'm like, okay, why y'all hitting me? I know I'm old and slow, but why y'all hitting me? It's funny. I say, okay, I'll get them back. So I had to get them back. Yeah. So but I'm telling you, I owe you an apology.
But those aren't your kids, though.
It don't matter.
Those
I still
are just,
got mad.
Those are
I'm
just
telling you to
kids.
Be mad or to ignore. Let them. No, these kids doing dances and all. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
All right, yeah.
New Mail Medical Center, guys. We talk about men's health, and your health can be better than mine when you can avoid fifth graders in dodgeball with Nerf balls so you can duck under the ball and the object is not to get hit. If you're not moving like you normally used to move, New Mail can help with that. If you want to know about low T, you want to know about losing some weight, if you want to know about the bedroom, they can help you, okay? Call this number, 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Wendy's Big Bacon Cheddar is finally here. It's got everything you could possibly want in a bacon cheeseburger. Creamy cheddar cheese, applewood smoked bacon, sweet bacon sauce, crispy audience, and that fresh, never frozen beef that you just love. All on a toasted cheddar bun. Download the Wendy's app and get the new Big Bacon Cheddar cheeseburger delivered to you today for a limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Sparky, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler with you, asking you, how will you remember Ryan Braun? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. How will you remember Ryan Braun, Gary Ellerson?
You know, for me, and it was similar to what I was talking about yesterday, when you had that whole run with Prince Fielder and Corey Hart and Billy Hall, but Billy Hall might have been a little bit before them. What's the other guy, that the good-looking guy that plays?
J.J. Hardy.
J.J. Hardy. You had the whole run of players, and they were all playing in Beloit, right, for the Snappers, and then we knew at some point all those guys were going to come here. And that, to me, that was kind of the beginning. And then you move forward with that, you start looking at, like, some missing pieces. All of a sudden, you heard about this hotshot guy, Ryan Braun, right? And then I remember, just for me, remember when he first came with the Brewers, he was going to play third base. And they were just trying to get him in. And wasn't good, but you saw the potential that he had. And so, for me, just, I think he helped take it to another level. He helped take the Brewer franchise to another level, mm-hmm. along with Prince Fielder. I think for me, that's how I remember him.
I don't disagree. You know, he said in that opening piece there, that minute video that he did, about when he debuted. It was May 25th that year. And I remember being in spring training with Tim Allen doing our spring training shows there from down in Arizona. That dude hit like 400. Mm. And Tim and I were both like, he's going to get screwed because of service time and all this other stuff, mm-hmm. and getting that extra year out of him before he goes to free agency. He's going to have to go back down. And that's exactly what happened. They sent him back down until they could get that extra year of service time out of him by, mm-hmm. bringing him up after a certain date, May 22nd, 23rd, whatever it was back then. And then once they did, they brought him up on the 25th, and away he went. But he was clear and away, you know, one of the best players on the team, even at that point. But because of the way the rules are set up, he had to go down. And then, like you said, you know, he's one of those guys with everybody else that you mentioned, Gary, that was able to put him back on the map. The problem is that PED scandal that happened with him, lying, throwing the dude under the bus, and all this other stuff that went down, really kind of tarnished what could have been. You know, if that doesn't happen, he probably gets a statue. It probably gets his number retired. Probably gets all that. He still may, because the owner of this baseball team loves Ryan Braun.
Yeah, he's still going to get that.
So he may still get all of that. I don't think he deserves either because of that stuff. But from a statistical standpoint, he's among the leaders, offensive leaders, in pretty much every category. Yeah. Either first, second, third, or fourth in pretty much everything in the Brewers record books. So he belongs in those discussions for all that stuff, had that other thing not happened.
I will say this. And he could have handled it different, okay?
Yeah, he could have just admitted it, said he was sorry, and moved on.
From a PR standpoint, could have handled it different. And I know, like you, and when we were doing our show with Rummy Maklouf, you guys think, you know, athletes, all this. And that. I have been around in a locker room seeing stuff. I know stuff.
Sure.
That happens.
And it's supposed to stay in the locker room.
Right. And you guys have now caught up with maybe Leroy and I, because I remember at one point we were doing our show from 2 to 6, and Rummy was on with us, said he'd never watch it again.
Oh, for baseball and cheating and all that stuff. Yeah.
Never watch it. Never watching sports ever again.
Yep. Sure did.
Yep.
Made that huge proclamation.
Me and Gary just laughed at him.
And we come to find out it's been going on since the beginning of time, really. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you look at what the White Sox, Shoeless Joe Jackson. I mean, that's different, but still, it's been going on. And then all of a sudden, we get the was it the Astros of recently?
Yeah, it's banging the trash cans and
right.
stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so
people have accused the Brewers of stealing signs in the past.
Allegedly.
Yes.
That's what I said, accused.
Yeah.
Not
right.
So
I don't,
better.
For me, because sometimes guys do whatever they can do to be available.
That's a fact.
That's
sometimes for their teammates and for their organization.
There's multiple things to what you're saying, though. First off, I agree with you. Yes, there's cheating going on every year. Okay, fine. I'm with you. That wasn't necessarily the big deal. The big deal was that press conference where he threw that dude under the bus.
I understand. That's
Do
what
you
I'm
remember
saying.
Where we
he
were?
He could have, from a PR standpoint, he could have handled that better. Even his best fan over there would tell you that, too. Because exactly. That guy, just hardworking joker, right? He's just trying to do the best he can do to feed his family.
Gary
right?
and I were at the NFL Combine.
Yeah, we were.
When that whole little speech happened, we're like, oh, boy, here we go.
Right.
Throwing that dude under the bus.
Yeah, could have handled
and
that
then,
better.
And then fast forward, whoops, nope, I shouldn't have done that. I guess that's not true. Sorry. And then, you know, he went and made up with this dude or whatever the case may be. That's where the problem was.
Right.
If it would have been like J.D. Giambi gets busted, he has a press conference. Yeah, I did it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I screwed
right.
up.
Right.
If Braun does it that way, I don't think nearly as many people are holding against him.
Mm-hmm. He still was MVP, though.
But that's in question, too, because of when all this was going on. That's the issue, though. That's part of it is, okay, so if you look at his numbers before that versus after that, look at the difference. Again, you could say, well, it's age, Sparky, or whatever, or was it that played into how effective he was? Regardless if he was or wasn't, he was always a clutch player, right?
Always
came up with big hits in big situations, whatever.
Well, especially playoff time.
Yes. So there are so many positives about Ryan Braun. At Thanksgiving, he always did the food drive for Hunger Task Force or whatever mm-hmm. else in CBS 58 in Milwaukee over at State Fair Park. Mm-hmm. And would mm-hmm. always be there meeting all these fans, driving through, dropping off food donations and stuff. So that mm-hmm. was a positive. At one point, he was in business with Aaron Rodgers doing a restaurant or whatever.
Did that relationship get back together?
Not that I know of. And they used to go to Bucks games together, in fact. They were boys. And then the whole thing came down with Braun, and Braun told Rodgers, don't believe all this stuff. No, it's not true. No.
Rodgers stepped out and defended him,
said, hey, no. And then when Braun said, well, maybe I lied, Rodgers said, we're done. See ya. Out the door. And that was the end of that.
Brett Favre's the only one who can get away with stuff and get back and be friends with Aaron.
but they were never in business together and never had.
You don't know.
Well, okay. I don't know. Maybe they had a restaurant secretly or something. I don't know.
Maybe something else. You never know. You know? I'm just saying that the home runs and because we had a discussion about the Hall of Fame. I said, man, they won't even let nobody. Baseball crazy. They won't even let that 1 year they didn't put nobody in the Hall of Fame. But the question was, if that didn't happen, would he be up for the Hall of Fame? I said, I don't know. I don't know Hall of Fame numbers. I don't know. I mean, do you do 3,000 hits, 2,000 hits, 1,000, 300 home runs? Because I'm going to tell you somebody that's going to be hard not to put in there, and that's A-Rod. A-Rod at Rodriguez, he got a lot of home runs, okay? Tons. And I thought Bonds would be in. Sooner or later, some of these guys are going to get in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
I think they will because ultimately Gary's spot on. I don't know if he finished his point about when guys take stuff to be available because, you know, the fans will say, he's always hurt.
But, Leroy, the problem's going to be is the guys that are in already, these old school guys, are going to throw an absolute fit if they let these guys in.
Yeah, but those guys will be gone in years down the road.
So
guys
after they die, then you let them in.
Like Plucker and them. When Plucker and them get like in their 30s and 40s,
right.
And the writers,
maybe.
They'll put these older guys in.
Maybe.
And then they'll be maybe come out there in a wheelchair, but they'll be in.
Sure.
But one point to that. How can you keep Pete Rose out?
Gambling.
Okay, listen. Okay, stay there for a minute. You got fantasy football. You got team in Vegas. Baseball do fantasy.
Now.
Everybody betting.
But at that point,
but Steve, everybody Leroy, don't betting. You remember when Tony Romo was going to do that event in Las Vegas?
Fantasy
in the NFL. Kicked him out of there, told him that he couldn't do it.
Correct.
Yeah. And I'd be damned, they didn't go build a doggone stadium and put an NFL team in Vegas.
Well,
are you kidding
me? Owner
they've got the official sports books of the NFL now.
Right. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they've got the official sports books.
Wouldn't even
of the
let
NFL.
Romo go in there, bro.
Nope.
See, that's what I'm talking about, all this stuff. And that's why y'all won't talk about Bronny and the steroids. And right. It's part of all that it is. But for me, I'm not. Because I understand, I'm not focused on that as much as what he really did for the Brewers and the organization.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, and columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He wrote a piece on Monday saying Aaron Rodgers would be benched if he was the coach, and Jordan Love would be the starting quarterback.
Oh,
of the Green Bay Packers. So we'll talk to him coming up next. Hey, don't forget to rent or purchase new John Deere equipment from Mid-State Equipment. Got everything you need for a DIY home project, including skid steers, mini excavators, towable lifts, trailers, aerators, and much more. Available for rent by day, weekend, week, or even a month. They're going to let you have a mini excavator for a month. Pick up and delivery available at additional cost. Call or stop into Mid-State Equipment today to see their selection of rental equipment. Visit them online at MidStateEquipment.com. That's MidStateEquipment.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. Now back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Fifer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. Back to the Schneider Orange Hotline we go. This time with Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, and a columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joins us. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Paul, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. And before we get started, I just got to ask Leroy, because, I mean, I'm a huge Florida State fan. What in the hell is going on with our program?
I tell you, except he walked out of the studio. So,
okay. Well,
he'll come back in. It's up. Actually, here he comes now. He's just going to sit down in his chair, and then you can ask him the question here. He's going to put his headset on. All right, so our guest Paul here has a question for you.
What's up, Paul?
Go ahead, Leroy.
I'm a huge Florida State fan, man. What is going on with our program?
I had to tell you off the air, Paul.
What? We can't even beat 1AA teams anymore, but go ahead.
We may lose to a AAA, too, before the season is out if it's scheduled.
But then they can't relegate you out of Division One.
Hey, you be nice.
Just saying, it could be soccer. All right, Paul, first things first, wanted to get you on, obviously, to talk about the piece that you wrote for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that I saw. Thanks to social media, we see everything now. And you suggested in the column that maybe the Packers should, you know, bench Aaron Rodgers in favor of Jordan Love. Please explain.
Well, again, you know, everybody, I'm getting killed by people who think I'm just trying to be a hot take guy. It really isn't a hot take. My vantage point is this. All right, here in Pittsburgh, we had, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, two disgruntled guys who were obviously among the best players on the team. And Mike Tomlin, you know, when it came down to it, they finally just said, you know, we got to get rid of these. Mike Tomlin's quote was exactly this: we only want volunteers here, not hostages. And I wanted to watch to see what the demeanor and the way that Aaron Rodgers looked like on the sideline and all that other stuff. It's not about him having a bad game. It's about the guy looks like he don't want to be there. And then to me, I mean, Leroy played it in the NFL. I'm sorry. I don't know if I could be in a locker room and play and lay my body on the line every week for a guy who's trying to get on the first train out of town and whose demeanor and everything else looks like he don't want to be there. To me, I think the Packers screwed it up this offseason. They should have traded him. I know, you know, he's an old-timer. Believe me, I'm a huge fan. I think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks we've ever watched. But if a guy don't want to be there, and to me it looks like it's reflected in the way that he played, not just because he played poorly, but because it didn't seem to bother him. I don't know how, if you're on that team, you know, way I'm held. I don't know. Maybe I'm different.
Yeah, Paul, Leroy Butler. I think one of the biggest things, too, me and my other co-host, Gary Ellison, he'll ask you a couple questions, too, I'm sure, about something. You're talking about something we always talk about is chemistry. And when Za'Darius Smith wasn't a captain, stuff like that, and then, again, this drug out all the way for a whole offseason, I think instead of people saying negative stuff to you, you have to give people this – some space to feel that way, because a lot of people in Wisconsin felt exactly how you felt, and it's just no blueprint on how you quarterbacks who've done so much for their friends like Big Ben or like Aaron Rodgers. But I get what you're saying, because that's what people tell me. You got to at least look the part, and they just didn't see that Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, again, I coach high school basketball and stuff like that. So not to talk, but athletes are athletes, and believe me, when a guy's got bad, you know, body language, when he doesn't play well, when he's, you know, when he's sulking, when he's, you know, not, you know, engaged with his teammates, I can see that, and you know, because believe me, I've sent a lot of kids to the locker room over the years for that kind of stuff. You know, it ain't about playing bad. It really isn't. Everybody that plays bad, I mean, you're going to have bad games, even if you're the best. So I wanted to see, okay, here's a guy who spent the entire offseason saying he didn't want to be there. Here's a guy who said the only way he's coming back is if they let him know that he can leave in the offseason. Here's a guy who really kind of made the entire offseason about himself. What is he going to do now to win his teammates over and get them back in his corner? I mean, the Packers, to me, you know, you had to see this coming. And, you know, maybe, who knows? He's a great player. Maybe some of his, you know, team captains would get to him and say, listen, my man, you can do what you got to do after the season, but we need you right now. But I don't know. I could see this thing really spiraling downward if he has a couple more games like that. And, you know, to me, I mean, you lay your body on the line. And you know, I've talked to a lot of NFL guys over the course of the last, I don't know, 25 years since I've been in this business. Every one of them says, man, if the locker room isn't in unison in terms of everybody on the same page trying to do the same thing and win games and everything else, it's really difficult. So, yeah, I just – that's really where my article came from.
And, Paul, let me ask you, it's Gary Ellison here, because you've been around for a long time. What separates Tom Brady from Aaron Rodgers other than the rings?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing about Tom Brady, I mean, is that, you know, when the chips are on the line – and when it's time to make a play, that dude just makes a play. Aaron Rodgers, quite often over the last 10 years, seems to make a bad play. I don't know if that's mental toughness. I don't know what that is. But whatever that is, and you guys, you know, that play, you know, some of you that played in the NFL, you probably kind of have been around dudes that just when the chips are down and everything's against you, they figure it out and figure out how to make it. And some guys, they sort of crumble a little bit. And, you know, I feel like the last 10 years, over the course of time, the Packers should have won at least one more Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. And I think, they've had some issues, obviously, with defense and here and there. But there have been some games that they had, if Aaron Rodgers just really stepped up and was the GOAT in a couple of those NFC title games, a couple of those NFC playoff games, you know, they probably win. So, I mean, you look at it, I know people say, oh, what's a team game? You can't give Tom Brady credit for all those rings, but I don't know, man. I look at some quarterbacks, they just know what to do when it's time to win a game. Mm-hmm. And that's what separates, you know, Tom Brady from pretty much everybody else. Because I think, you know, athletically, physically, everything else, I don't think there's any question Aaron Rodgers is a far more gifted player than Tom Brady. But Brady's got it upstairs, and he just knows how to win and knows how to make plays. And the other thing is, He, and this is a big, big one, I think he knows how to get his guys to follow him into the foxhole, so to speak.
No,
I think.
Uh-oh, I think we lost him. I don't know what happened.
That was going pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Man.
We can get him back on the line. We got like 5 minutes. So the plucker can get him back.
Fans,
he's not far off here.
Have to give people space to feel that way. And say, I wouldn't even respond to it. You can't yell at people feeling that way after always one off. If you're fair, okay? If you're fair about this, you know fans, the first time something was wrong,
right,
they're going to feel the same way Paul felt. I think we got Paul back.
We do.
Now.
Yep, well, Paul's
here's
back.
Here's what I was going to ask Paul. I saw Terry Bradshaw the other day on his show, and Terry said, you know, had Rodgers converted the third down play, we wouldn't be having to worry about going for it on fourth down and kicking the field goal. He said maybe he should just worry about the play on the field, his play on the field, other than what management is doing.
Well, right. I don't know when I got cut off, but that was the other thing I was saying, the difference between Brady and him.
Yeah.
Brady knows how to lead guys.
Yes.
Brady's a leader, man. Guys want to – guy, you know, look, Antonio Brown, who, believe me, was, you know, for my money, he's the best receiver I've ever seen, and I got to watch him play up close and personal for 6 years, right?
Yeah.
But the guy is crazy. And the fact that Tom Brady, after, what, 3 or 4 different organizations, couldn't figure out what to do with him. Tom Brady's got that guy playing. He's playing, you know, got him to a Super Bowl ring. He's playing like an all-pro again. That tells me everything I need to know about why Tom Brady is different than everybody else.
There it is.
Tom and Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Of course, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette columnist as well. Follow him on Twitter at Paul Zeiss. I want to know this. You brought up Rodgers. Probably should have had at least one more Super Bowl win with the Packers. I think everybody agrees with you in the state of Wisconsin that he should have had more than one. I think everybody probably agrees that Favre should have had more than one when he was in Green Bay as well. What's the take on Big Ben in Pittsburgh and how they view him and his career in Pittsburgh? Do they believe that, you know, the Steelers got everything they could have gotten out of Big Ben while he was there?
No, I mean, I think there's a lot of Steeler fans that believe that, you know what, over the last 10 years, for everything we want to talk about Big Ben, I mean, he's won 3 playoff games. I mean, you know, since he lost to Aaron Rodgers in that Super Bowl, you know, everybody kind of felt like both of them would be back at least once or twice more, and, you know, it just hasn't happened. And the thing about, you know, Big Ben, he's a guy who now probably is more popular than he was 5 or 6 years ago, because now everybody knows it's at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, he's a guy who probably is very, very polarizing in a lot of ways. I get it. And he's a guy that's not always that popular in his locker room, and I get that too. But now, you know, he's at the end. Everybody can see he's kind of at the end. And, you know, whether it's an act or not, you know, he's sort of turned into a little bit more, less insufferable person to deal with. He's actually, you know, in his old age become, you know, a little bit more, you can see his personality, he's a little less guarded. I mean, and I think that he's trying hard to be more of a leader because he's got a young team. But I think people would say, tell you the same thing about him that I just said about Rodgers, and that is everyone wants to talk about him being a super Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, when James Harrison and company were out there destroying everybody, he won a couple Super Bowls. But since then, and since this has turned into, you know, the joke here in Pittsburgh is the Steelers' offense is an RPO, except for the fact that Ben only calls the pass. So it's really only a PO. Ever since their offense became Ben throwing it 50 times a game, they can't win anything. So, I mean, people here are very realistic about it. There's a lot of people that thought he should have retired at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're a superstar quarterback, that's part of it. And unfortunately for these guys, they're all compared to Brady, who just seems to keep winning.
Right. Paul, Leroy Butler, one more for me. The backup quarterback situation, now, you know you got Jordan Love ready to go. And Rudolph was supposed to be the guy, but now I think Haskins has figured that out. Do you think teams like the Saints or – you know, some of these other franchises, the Washington football team, it's a shame these guys didn't get young quarterback. Well, Haskins was with the football team, but they moved on from him. It's a shame these franchises haven't did like the Packers. Get a guy, take him high and sit him for a couple, you know, years, and then when your Hall of Fame quarterback leaves, there's your starter.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great formula. You know, there's a lot of pressure, though, when you get a young quarterback to put him in. I think the Steelers thought they might have had that guy named Mason Rudolph. But, you know, so far, it's you know, the jury's way out on that. But, you know, the Steelers did what sort of the Saints did, and that is they went and took a chance on a guy who was a first-round pick.
Yep.
So far, so good for the Saints. I mean, I know it's only one game with them, but they threw for five touchdowns. And I think the Steelers think they got a bargain in Dwayne Haskins and is in a guy that maybe, you know, a change of scenery and giving them, you know, the bench for a year or two is going to give them basically a first-round talent without investing that much into it. So there's a lot of different ways to get it done. But the Packers, you know, going from Favre to Rodgers and now Rodgers to Love, that seems to be the way that you want to do it. That seems to be the ideal way.
Even when they had Bart Starr and they had just won a Super Bowl, they used a first-round pick on a quarterback, mm-hmm. going all the way back to Lombardi. It's just something they've always done in Green Bay for whatever the reason. Paul Zeiss, follow him on Twitter at Paul Zeiss, 93.7 The Fan, in Odyssey Station out there in Pittsburgh, and, of course, of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette columnist there, too. Paul, thanks so much for coming on, man. That was great.
Hey, thank you, and I just want to say one thing. I'm a big Wisconsin fan because Paul Chryst actually recruited my son and brought him to Pitt.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for saying that,
my
Paul.
My son actually played 1 year for Paul Chryst, but that's a different story for a different day.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we got to get him back.
We'll get you back on.
We'll get you again.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm talking Wisconsin and Florida State. That'd be good.
It'd be nice.
Take care.
Yeah.
That was weird. Paul Zeiss joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. I had no idea that was the case with his son and Paul Chryst. None whatsoever. But that's cool. That's a nice little connection to Wisconsin. Coming up next, we'll give you the starting lineups. Brewers and Detroit's going to start momentarily here. We'll give you the starting lineup straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Fiber, Gary Ellerson, and of course, Leroy Butler. Rise, shine, and dine for just $1.99 right now at Wendy's. You can get a sausage or bacon, egg and Twisters on for just $1.99. Run, don't walk to Wendy's in the morning. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Time now to look at those starting lineups for today's game between Milwaukee and Detroit. Brought to you by Jim Dandy's Pub and Grill on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Newly remodeled, new ownership, great food. Watch all of your favorite games on their multiple TVs and enjoy their steak, fish fry, ribs, and seafood specials. Check them out today, JimDandy'sGrill.com. Again, JimDandy'sGrill.com. All right, so pitching matchup today. Woodruff on the mound for the Crew going against Matt Manning for Detroit. Leading it off today for the Crew, Colton Wong at second base.
Okay.
Eduardo Escobar is hitting second at third base. Christian Yelich back in the lineup in left field. Omar Narvaez cleaning up and is at the DH. Urias is at shortstop today, but Adames was on the field before, about an hour or so ago, and felt pretty good.
Okay.
Jace Peterson in right field.
On base, Jace.
Then hitting seventh, Daniel Vogelbach at first base. Lorenzo Cain in center field.
Caney.
And Manny Pena is your catcher for today's game. So that is your lineup as we get ready for Milwaukee and Detroit. Going for win number 90, y'all. 9-0 midway through September. September 15th, and they're going for win 90.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I wasn't even mad at the game with the rain delay and all that. One and that, I'm all right with that. Man, the pitchers pitched great.
Awesome.
No doubt they did.
Those games don't bother me.
All right, more of the Wendy's Big Show straight ahead as we get back into Aaron Rodgers. Is he still interested?
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.